15. They kissed her, and Oi licked her face before leaving.
You be careful, Jake, Susanna said. Come back safe here. Eddie would have told you the same.
I know,
Jake said, and then kissed her again. He was smiling because he could hear Eddie telling him to watch his ass. It was cracked already. And starting to cry once more for the same reason. Susanna held him tight a moment longer, then let him go and turned back to her husband, lying so still and cold in the proctor's bed. Jake understood that she had little time for Jake Chambers or Jake Chambers's grief just now. Her own was too big. 16. Outside the suite, Dinky waited by the door. Roland was walking on with Ted, the two of them already at the end of the corridor and deep in conversation. Jake supposed they were headed back to the mall, where Shimi, with a little help from the others, would attempt to send them once more to America's side. That reminded him of something.
The D-line trains go south, Jake said.
Oh, what's supposed to be south, is that right?
More or less, partner, Dinky said. Some of the engines have got names like Delicious Rain or Spirit of the Snow Country, but they've all got letters and numbers.
Does the D stand for Dandalo? Jake asked.
Dinky looked at him with a puzzled frown. Dandalo? What in the hell is that? Jake shook his head. He didn't even want to tell Dinky where he'd heard the word.
Well, I don't know, not for sure, Dinky said as they resumed walking. But I always assumed the D stood for Discordia, because that's where all the trains supposedly end up, you know, somewhere deep in the universe's baddest badlands.
Jake nodded. D for Discordia, that made sense. Sort of, anyway.
You didn't answer my question, Dinky said. What's a Dandalo?